Have you noticed how the word prayer has come on hard times in secular culture? Maybe you've seen how we're starting to euphemize the P word. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, a subtle shift has taken place these days, and Christians need to be aware of it.
John, the trend has been to gently ease out the word prayer and to replace it with something else, maybe thinking of you or sending positive thoughts. Prayer hasn't disappeared yet, but these descriptions, well, they're becoming more acceptable.
Yeah.
People still want to communicate their care and concern, but they don't want any of the religious baggage.
Yeah, I think of the phrase I hear a lot these days, a moment of silence.
Yes.
So what are these people really appealing to, Alec?
Well, that's just it. We don't really know, but it leaves the door open to some kind of natural explanation. Maybe our brainwaves can generate action at a distance, sound attractive, because we can make a difference without exerting any real effort. We can actually say we've done our part. We can even feel better about ourselves.
Okay, then, how do we stand up and speak out in defense of biblical prayer?
The idea our thoughts alone can impact situations, it's more science fiction than science. There's no good reason to believe positive thoughts released into the impersonal ether will help real people living in the real world. The biblical model of prayer, it's personal, it's powerful, and it can bring peace in troubled times. Listen to Jesus' words in Matthew's Gospel. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org.